Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Jesus says, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure, not even to eat. Jesus and his disciples are faced with a familiar challenge. How do we balance our lives with the relentless demands that are placed upon us? All of us are faced with these relentless challenges, these demands, these things that continue to beckon us to come. Our work never seems to end. There's always more to do, people to see, emails to return, projects to plan, things to worry about. But when is it time for us to put it all aside, to lay it down, to take a break, to turn it off, to shut it out, call it a day, or a week, or a season? I think all of us struggle with balancing our lives in the world that we live in today. I don't think we really know how tired we are until we're able to get away and actually reflect on those things that are weighing upon us. Summer is definitely that time of year for all of us when we need to seize upon the opportunity to be intentional about our rest, to make time for that. I'm a person who needs time alone. I'm a person who has to nurture my interior life, has to recharge my batteries. Over the years, I've learned a thing or two about my own needs, my own self, when I get pushed over the edge, and how I need to manage my own life in order to survive the demands that are placed upon me. It's like I have this internal battery level that, like the one you find on your cell phone, you have a certain number of bars, and you know that when you allow the battery to go down into the danger zone, the alarm bells start to sound, the warning lights begin to flash. My effectiveness is in peril. And everything else, my health, I'm on edge. I start surviving and coping by going through the motions, and I know I need a break. Just plain and simple, got to get away. And that usually happens to me fairly predictable times during the year. Usually at the end of the school year in May. Now, I'm not worth much until I get away to a quiet place, all alone with Christ, myself, recharge my batteries. We've just returned from our regular summer pilgrimage to the mountains in Colorado, where, thank goodness, I was able to get away from it all, shut it down, lay it aside. But, you know, as I reflect upon my time, I spent the first week just decompressing, just finally getting to a place where I can actually begin to enjoy the fact that I'm on vacation. Few days more, it's time to begin the reentry process. I'm definitely in a better place today than I was when I left. But the point is, I hope you're getting your time away. I hope you're getting your rest. And I don't know what your life holds, but we all need rest from all kinds of things. It could be the burden of being a caregiver. It could be the burden of, you know, carrying the responsibility of the concerns for the family. It could be a whole list of things. It's different for everybody. But the thing is, we need to be aware of what those are and get away. Turn it over to Jesus. Cast our cares upon Him and receive the rest that we need. I think one of the real casualties of our hyper-competitive world has been this whole component of rest. We've forgotten in many ways what it means to truly rest. I don't even think we know what it feels like anymore, because we're addicted to the technological stimuli of constant contact information. And that's, you know, that's the remarkable thing. When even up in the mountains, I've got my technology. And I'm following what's going on, not only here, but, you know, around the world, and the things that are affecting our common lives. I'm still kind of working. I'm still engaged, and it's hard to put that down. There's also, I think, just kind of a subtle sense of guilt about resting that we carry. I think we've been conditioned to believe that we should be productive at all times, and that we don't really deserve or should not really allow ourselves to enter into true rest. I think that's a lie that the enemy tells us, and it's something we should reject. There's another side of us that thinks that we might be missing out on something else. And so we got to keep connected. Got to keep paying attention. Got to stay engaged. We might miss out. We might get passed by. We might not be up to date. Rest can often be viewed as unproductive or some, you know, interruption of our work. But the fact of the matter is rest is an essential ingredient of our lives and of our work. On the seventh day, God rested. And He commanded us to do the same. So rest is not some other thing. It is part and parcel to our life. It was ordained by God in creation as a way for us to continue to be creative, continue to be productive, continue to do the work that God has called each and every one of us to do. It's a part of the creative process and a means of renewing each one of us in our calling and in our purpose. The fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments says, "Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy." The Sabbath is attached to our relationship with God. God instituted the Sabbath rest so that we would be renewed in our relationship with Him. And ourselves, body, mind, and spirit. It's part of our overall health. It's something that we have to institute in our lives. We have to make it happen, or it won't happen. You know, there's daily rest. There's weekly rest. There's seasonal rest. There's annual rest. Time alone with God. Time alone with ourselves. St. Augustine famously said, "My heart is restless until it finds its rest in Thee, O Lord." A profound statement. Profound theological statement. The Jews understood the Sabbath as an integral part of their relationship with God. That's why it was commanded, not to make us do something that we didn't want to do, but to say this is the way of life and health Walk into it. Sabbath rest only comes from God. And we can only get that when we pull away from the things that we are part of. We're doing God's work in a creative process, and then we've got to pull away and recharge our batteries. God said to Moses on the mountain, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And I love this quote from Jeremiah 6:16. This is what the Lord says, "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." Sometimes I feel like we've forgotten the ancient pathways. We are the ones for whom Jesus has compassion. Living in our modern technological lives in a constant state of anxiety, going from one thing to the next like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Indeed, our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Thee, O God. And we have to be intentional about that, or it won't happen. At least that's the way it works in my life. We have to be as intentional about our rest as we do our work. There's no productivity without being healthy and balanced and having a source, a well, from which we can draw upon. It's a necessary part of our life and our health. I know that many of you thought that my sabbatical year was this year, and I'm not taking a year, I'm taking a couple, 3 months, next year actually, in 2016, April the 11th through the end of July, July 25th, and I'm eternally grateful to the church for giving me a generous amount of time next year to basically step back from the demands of parish ministry, which are relentless. And reflect on my relationship with the Lord in a new way, in a way that renews my soul, renews my energy, renews my relationship with the Lord. And clergy sabbatical is really a necessary part of the life of ministry and the work of ministry. You can't separate one from the other. It goes to this very concept of what Jesus is talking about today in the gospel. We have to take time to come away with Jesus to a quiet place and to rest and to be renewed in our relationship with Christ. And as Bishop Reed once said, if you don't take time to rekindle the gift of God that is within you, you will soon become kindling. You will burn up. You will waste away. You will have nothing left to offer, nothing left to give. There's no valor in trying to be, you know, Superman. Try to do this through strength and endurance and a test of the will. It's about engaging the spirit and the heart and the life of Christ. It's critically important that your clergy have time to be spiritually fed and continually renewed in our relationship because we're only as effective as we are healthy. But the same is true for all of us, for you as well. All of us need to be intentional about our Sabbath rest and continually mindful of our spiritual health. We should each have a little monitor, like those bars on our cell phone that monitor our lives. Are we fully charged? How many bars do you have left? Are you down in the danger zone? Are the bells beginning to flash? If so, what are those things that you need to do to recharge your battery and restore your life in Christ? Come away with Jesus to a quiet place and rest a while. Amen.